You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Hey, thanks to everyone who has made a donation already at 217-244-9455. I mention that because you still can. WillPledge.org. I kind of like the $120 level. It's in support of agricultural programming. Make sure that you let them know whether you're calling or you put that in the comments section online that you're calling or writing in support of ag programming. And again, thank you. Thank you so very much for making it a great week here at Illinois Public Media. Now on the phone line with us is Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. Hi, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
So I was seeing some things coming out of Northern Illinois and some of the folks that take care of gardens there for U of I Extension, and they were putting out some early frost warnings. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, well, I'm actually sitting right now in Fargo, North Dakota, and I'm going to tell you something. We had a pretty chilly morning here. We've got this this pretty interesting setup right now that could be bringing in the chances for us, maybe. You know, we have some frost advisors out for the far northern counties of Illinois, and that's because we've, over the last month, been building up quite a bit of cold air over western Canada. And what's happened is we had a little bit of a shift in the pattern of the jet stream that's allowing some of that colder air to finally kind of infiltrate the northern part of the United States. And so we've got freeze warnings actually out for the Dakotas, so parts of Montana. In fact, it snowed a little this morning in South Dakota, parts of far western South Dakota. And we've got a front that's sliding through, and you get some clear skies and you get some calm winds at night. That combination allows those temperatures to get down there right around that freezing mark. Now, when we think about northern Illinois, we're going to be talking about some lower lying areas that are going to have the best potential for getting those low 30 temperatures. And so we have that risk again tomorrow morning. So this is some unseasonably cool weather. While it is it is kind of an early frost in the northern Corn Belt, it's not out of the norm to have one this early, but to possibly getting those temperatures, you know, down there without it being the first week of October in parts of northern Illinois, that's a little early for having these kind of temperatures. So yes, it is. It's cool. It all of a sudden feels like fall, and that's what happens when you unleash a deeper trough right in the middle part of North America.
It's cool, but it has been dry. Are we going to change that pattern?
Yeah, you know what's interesting is if I could kind of draw a picture for you and a map in your mind here. If you go from parts of Indiana across central Illinois and then over to Missouri, so that region, we have been the region that has missed out on all the incredibly heavy rain that's been around it. So parts of northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, wet. Wisconsin, wet. Go down to Oklahoma, very wet. They got a foot of rain last week. You go over to where Florence hit. You know, you go over to the far eastern Corn Belt, Kentucky, Tennessee. All of these places are exceptionally wet, but we have this one little pocket right here where we are that we've kind of missed out on it. Well, we've got this front sagging to the south, bringing in some chances for showers, and it's going to be kind of oriented to east to west. But the bigger play moving forward with rainfall is a combination of things. That trough I mentioned a few moments ago, kind of sitting right there in parts of central Canada, it's going to stay put. In other words, we're going to keep kind of unraveling these little waves around it, but the cold air is going to stay put. And what's going to be very interesting is right now we have a hurricane, not in the Atlantic, but in the East Pacific, that's called Rosa, that's going to basically come up through the Baja of California. It's going to eventually get into the Four Corners region where they're expecting more flooding. And we're going to grab that, and the remnants of that we're going to bring right along this nearly stationary boundary we're going to be seeing for the next few days. That's going to stretch from basically Nebraska, getting into Iowa, maybe a little bit of South Dakota, but definitely Minnesota, Wisconsin. So long story short, the northern part of the Corn Belt is in for a very wet next 7 to 10 days because of that setup. And so I'm curious with the cooler weather now, with the rain coming, what that's going to do to harvest progress and what it might do to the quality of the crop in that area, especially soybeans this time of year. So it's been a very interesting harvest season to kind of forecast, because like I said, we've been in this little drier bubble, but around us, things have been very, very wet.
Unlike last year, let's switch hemispheres now, where we were talking consistently about dry conditions in South America at this point. It's been a pretty good start, I think, with some rainfall there.
Yeah, and the thing is that we know the potential for the Brazilian crop. You know, right now, we know about the expansion of acreage. So we're all kind of anxiously waiting to see what the evolution of the Brazilian monsoon is going to do. So they end their dry season right about now, and which, I mean, I'm telling you, it gets really dry down there for a while when the Brazilian monsoon gets flowing again. And as it's got going, well, what's interesting is it's got going a little early this year. That's allowed them to plant early, and that's allowed for them to get in the fields early. It's the same benefit that we have getting into the field early down here. But add to that the fact that they double crop in Brazil. So this is helping both the current crop and the second crop by getting in early. So where are they? Well, a year ago, we were nowhere close to seeing the start of the Brazilian monsoon, so it was still very dry. The Mato Grosso hadn't even measured any rain in September up to this point. So far this year, I've got measurement from satellites suggesting between 2 and 3 inches of rain have fallen over the last about 25 to 30 days. So that's a very interesting picture to paint. Now, this is not any sort of a prediction about what the rest of the season is going to look like, but it certainly points to the fact that they're starting off with decent precipitation, good soil moisture for germination. So yeah, South America has big potential this year, and it's starting off on a good foot.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, Eric Snodgrass, he is with Agrible.